Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for February 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find anywhere else. Information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, February 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in February 2012. Danilo Munoz reports that Chapter 11 mega filings held steady for February 2012. There were eight companies that filed for Chapter 11 protection with assets of at least $100 million, a slight decrease from the previous month when nine mega cases commenced. During the first 2 months of 2011, there were six companies that filed for Chapter 11 each month with assets in excess of $100 million. The average number of mega cases in 2011 is about seven per month compared to about nine per month in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing for February 2012 was by Church Street Health Management, LLC, which listed assets of $895 million and debts totaling $303 million as of the petition date. Church Street provides management services for 67 dental practices in 22 states. The company sought Chapter 11 protection on February 20, 2012, with the bankruptcy court for the Middle District of Tennessee. Church Street informed the bankruptcy court that it will submit an agreement with a group led by Garrison Investment Group to open an auction for the assets. The group, which is being backed by the company's senior lenders, would buy the assets subject to higher and better offers. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by Grubb & Ellis Company and its affiliates, which filed February 20, 2012, with the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York. The company listed $150.16 million in total assets and $167.2 million in total liabilities as of the petition date. Grubb & Ellis is one of the nation's largest commercial real estate services firms, providing transaction services, property management, facilities management, and valuation services through more than 100 company-owned and affiliate offices. Grubb & Ellis filed for Chapter 11 protection to sell almost all its assets to BGC Partners, Inc. Grubb & Ellis said in a statement it expects business to continue without disruption as it completes the 363 sale process as expeditiously as possible. The third largest Chapter 11 filing was by United Retail Group, Inc. and its affiliates on February 1, 2012, with the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York, before Judge Stuart M. Bernstein. The company listed total assets of $117.2 million and total liabilities of $67.3 million. United Retail Group, Inc. owns the Avenue brand of women's fashion apparel. Avenue has 433 stores and an e-commerce site. Avenue employs roughly 4,422 employees, roughly 294 of which are located at Avenue's corporate headquarters in Rochelle Park, New Jersey, or at the Troy Distribution Facility. When it filed for bankruptcy, United Retail had a deal to sell the business to Versa Capital Management for $83.5 million, subject to higher and better offers at an auction. The debtors say that the Versa deal will protect more than 4,000 jobs and ensure maximum creditor recoveries. In addition, five companies filed for Chapter 11 protection, listing estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million. These are Jobson Medical Information Holdings, LLC, Lancaster Maritime Corp., Energy Conversion Devices, Inc., Gibraltar Kentucky Development, LLC, and LSP Energy, LP. Jobson Medical Information Holdings, LLC, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on February 2, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. Jobson is a privately held healthcare information and service provider that works with pharmacies, clinics, government, and employer groups, as well as specialty medical groups, to deliver medical information. Jobson Medical has a prepackaged bankruptcy plan that gives the company three more years to pay off its loan and grants its secured lender equity in the new company. The agreement to support the plan requires approval from the bankruptcy court through a confirmation order. The agreement to support the plan requires approval from the bankruptcy court through a confirmation order no later than March 23rd. The agreement also requires consummation of the plan by March 26th. Marshall Islands-based Lancaster Maritime Corp. filed for Chapter 11 protection on February 7th, 2012, with a U.S. bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York before Judge Robert D. Drain. Energy Conversion Devices, which manufactures and sells thin-film solar laminates that convert sunlight to clean, renewable energy using proprietary technology, filed for Chapter 11 protection on February 14, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. Energy Conversion Devices is seeking approval of bidding procedures related to the sale of the stock or assets of the debtor's solar business unit. The debtor proposes an April 17th bid deadline. Gibraltar Kentucky Development, LLC, filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on February 10, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Florida. Gibraltar Kentucky Development is part of the Gibraltar Energy Group. The various companies of the group are involved with the drilling, development, and production of oil and gas, as well as the sale of coal and timber. LSP Energy Limited Partnership sought bankruptcy protection on February 10, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. The debtor's electric generation facility. The debtor's electric generation facility consists of three gas-fired combined cycle electric generating units with a total capacity of 837 megawatts. The facility sits on a 58-acre parcel of real property in Batesville, Mississippi. LSP says that while in Chapter 11, it will complete an orderly sale of its assets or the ownership interests in LSP for the benefit of all stakeholders. In addition, Philip J. Reynolds filed a Chapter 15 petition on behalf of Winnipeg, Canada-based Arctic Glacier, Inc. with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware before Judge Kevin Gross. Arctic Glacier manufactures packaged ice for distribution in Canada and the United States. Mr. Munoz reports that of the 8 mega cases in February 2012, only one was a prepackaged bankruptcy, that of Johnson Medical Information Holdings. For the first 2 months of 2012, only two of the 17 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing. For 2011, 13 of the 82 mega cases were prepackaged in nature, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. Four industries led the pack in mega filings: manufacturing, information, real estate, and transportation. Each of these industries had two bankruptcy mega filings each for the first 2 months of 2012. The rest of the bankruptcy mega filings were spread through various industries. In February 2012, four of the eight mega filings were in the Southern District of New York, while the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware had only one. In January 2012, four of the nine mega cases, or 44%, were filed in Delaware. For the first 2 months of 2012, the bankruptcy courts for the Southern District of New York and Delaware had five bankruptcy mega cases, leading the rest of the pack by a wide margin. 2011 was a busy year for the Delaware Bankruptcy Court, as it continued to be favored by mega cases with 38 filings, or 46%, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19%, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Limited and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. That concludes Part 1. The report continues in Part 2.